We're joined now by Mr. Paddy McKenna. Mr. Day, fine morning, gentlemen.
Hey, hello, Ryan.
Paddy, what's happening on Montbank Holiday Monday while I'll be not here?
We're doing the top 10 Meghan Trainor songs of all time.
Yeah.
That's what we've decided to do.
That
brand
kills
new.
3.5 minutes. So what do you do for the rest of the day?
When myself and Fanning are going to get together on Bank Holiday Monday, and we're going to make our way through Dublin City Marathon, and we're going to get in here and we're going to talk about top 20.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Are you doing the marathon, Dave?
I better get up earlier than I was planning.
We're doing, I'm loath to say the greatest 20 Irish songs of all time, the top 20 Irish songs of all time, but I will guarantee that myself and Dave will play 20 great Irish songs between the hours of 2 and 4 this Monday.
2 and 4. So how are you going...
10 each.
How are you going to decide on what are the greatest Irish... 20 great Irish songs?
Pistols at Dawn. That's the first
thing.
We're going to have a row.
I love that song.
Are they?
Pistols at Dawn.
Pistols
at Dawn. Okay, what else do you got? So how are you going to decide? Because you've two generations, obviously, between the pair of you. Are you like the Cardinals electing a Pope? Are you sitting in...
I think we'll veer more towards the last 20 years, I would imagine, would we? Possibly. I don't know, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, when you sit down, like, I think there's... When you have... Initially, like, you write out... I've written out maybe 50 songs to start. And then when you get down to brass tacks... I actually think it's quite easy to pick 10 because they kind of...
Yeah. And if I was here next Friday, I'd pick a different 10. Or next Monday
week,
I'd pick a different 10.
That's the thing. You wake up in a given morning.
There's no such thing as the greatest or necessarily Desert Island. Having said that, when you said Pistols at Dawn, that's a funny one. Just imagine if an Irish band was called Pistols at Dawn. There's at least 500 fantastic tracks from bands that nobody has ever heard of on demo tape. We should just be doing demo tapes.
That's for another day. That's for another show and another day.
That's for a different bank holiday.
Demo tapes, I like that.
What are the songs that are completely... You don't even have to think twice about them, that they're going to be there.
Well, they'll probably
be obvious ones.
I'm going to say probably.
Are you going to definitely think we're going to play the obvious
ones? No, you're suggesting. We're only talking
about just say this much. Dave doesn't know my list. I don't really know his list. So we're still sort of shadow boxing on this, all right? Because we want to be sure I play one and then Dave's, I'm not going to have that one. But I think there'll be U2.
There'll be common. Okay, U2 song.
I think, but like, we were arguing about this earlier on. Dave said that he was going to play it. A song from No Line on the Horizon.
Breathe would be my favourite song from this century by U2. But by the same token, maybe we shouldn't do U2 at all because
they may not be.
You might as well just do Teenage Kicks, The Undertones, U2, blah blah, the usual stuff, you know, or The Boys Are Back in Town. Maybe not.
But then again, like, you know, in the same breath, you look at U2, and then I would have thrown out a band the other day, which is a band that I really like at the minute, that are O Emperor. I mean, a band that maybe don't get an awful lot of airplay on Irish radio. But I think
he's saying that because he knows this is the band we both like.
So Fanning goes, actually,
but he likes the first album. The second album.
So there is stuff there that needs. It's not just going to be about here's as Fanning says, Teenage Kicks, and then something from U2, and maybe a bit of Sinead O'Connor. Like, there is stuff to be unearthed there as well.
I can see you're looking at a text saying, "Get those idiots off the air, or at least get your man off the air." Always tapping the other one is there is another way to look at it. If you were going to go back, I mean, you'd have to if you wanted to, even though we don't want to do this necessarily, but it's like, it is 50 years this summer since Van Morrison went in with them and recorded the song Gloria.
Right,
so let's just say that 64 is the start of Irish rock and roll. So if you want to. So if you wanted to, if you were going to play Van Morrison, then you'd also have to play Rory Gallagher, and you'd also have to play Thin Lizzy, because they're the three in terms of the way the whole thing started. So two of those used to be in show bands. So you can go back to show bands if you want to and say where it all started. So like, where do you go with it? And even if you play Phil Lynott, do you play The Boys Are Back in Town, or do you play solo Old Town? So when you play a Rory Gallagher tune,
or both,
the start of the whole thing, in terms of go wherever you want after that. But we're not necessarily, I think, sticking to 60s.
I think we should send you guys away for a weekend with
I'll hit you with vinyl, you hit me with a CD.
That's it. Okay, so first of all, we should explain plug-wise that all day is Irish Day on 2FM. So chances are you're going to hear all your favourite songs either way, but you guys are doing it.
It'll be a little different.
Yeah, you're doing the slightly more nuanced, studied, your kind of nerdy end of the Irish music thing.
I think it's a case
the non-One Direction end.
Okay.
Well, unless you have One Direction in your list.
Think pop is an interesting one because we've produced a lot of pop music in this country. So
what sort of pop are you talking about?
Well, I'm thinking
The Bachelors.
I'm not thinking about necessarily
Val Dunigan.
Anything by Louis Walsh.
I'm thinking, you know, obviously there may be a case to be made for something by The Script. Maybe there's a case to be made for something by...
But you say that like it's a bad thing. The Script,
I don't
super.
Say it like it's a bad thing.
You're
I'm
kind
of conscious
maybe
of Fanning's beady eyes on my visage, you know?
Are you worried that you're going to be outcooled by Dave?
Not
at
all.
Outcooled is not
at all.
To be outcooled.
There is no cool.
Dave, you're one of the coolest men.
I'm a cool grandfather at this. Well, I'm not, but I could be.
Anything you want to share with us?
No.
No, but you know what I mean. So The stuff you guys are going to be doing is for musos, really, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think that's fair at all.
You're talking the language of musos.
I'm looking at some list here. These aren't from
musos. Tell me songs we know.
Well, I mean, look what I have here. I've got Villagers here. I've got Jape. No, maybe that's a bit too much. Sorry, isn't it? I don't know. I've no idea.
Go on, keep going.
Got A House. I've got Fionn Regan. I've got the Boomtown Rats. I've got My Bloody Valentine, of course. I've got... Oh, course, that's probably what you're talking about, isn't it?
Kind of. Okay. But I don't know. Here, I like Villagers. I like Fionn Regan you're talking about, are you? Put a penny in the slot or
whatever. Yeah, right on. Be gone.
I mean, like, looking at the current crop, there is, like, just... There's a slew of bands there. And I think
that's a great word.
There is only space maybe for one, but you're looking at De Laurentiis, Two Door Cinema Club, Little Green Cars, Oh Emperor, Ham Sandwich, We Cook Corners, The Coronas, The Script, Codaline, Director, and so on and so on. And there's these, all these bands are up for.
Yeah, it's going to be, you're going to have a tough fight.
You know, I mean, I think there's
really,
probably
I could
only space.
Have them and just like that.
I know you can. So I think there's probably space for one of those.
I thought Sir Dave was nodding like this. I thought he was going nodding. That's a great selection. He was actually nodding. No,
gone.
I like that. So you, I don't know how this is going to work on Monday.
We've had a couple of meetings and it's been interesting to say the least. And then of course there's the other question, like when you break down the list, how many women are going to make the list? I don't want to just play the gender card straight away, but it's interesting to see exactly how it breaks
down. I don't want to play the gender card straight away, but I will.
Sinead O'Connor's version of the Foggy Dew, someone says, you made me realise my bloody Valentine, only half Irish but best Irish tune.
My number one track of every single thing here is My Bloody Valentine. It's called Sometimes from the album Loveless, and that's from the 90s, 1991.
What about Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, absolutely. From the Hendrixes from Boyle and Roscommon.
Yeah, that's what they live next door to Barack Obama.
Indeed, yeah. By the way, listen, since we are plugging programmes, can I just say on Sunday morning, I'm on every Saturday morning between 10 and 12. Between 10 and 11 on Sunday morning, I've got a big special with Jimmy Page, the greatest guitarist of all time, and he's been taking us through the biggest selling album in history besides Thriller of Michael Jackson, because this weekend it's re-released, called Led Zeppelin 4, a special 10 to 11.
And
thank you.
Did you have a sit down and chat with him?
I was in London listening to the first three albums, first of all, a special listening session at Olympic Studios. Then I had a big chat with them in the Gore Hotel, and then I'm talking to him again now about these albums.
And would you get excited by that, by meeting and talking to him, or is that just another interview for you?
Jimmy Page.
That's what I'm excited. Establishing.
In my dictionary, in the Fanning Book of Dictionary Words, etc., it's a picture of excited. It's beside it is Jimmy Page.
Just making sure, because you know the way you've seen so much that you're kind of going, are you just kind of jaded by it all? But actually, you get very excited still about
absolutely.
The likes of Jimmy Page.
Of course,
Well, if Fanning's excited, we can all get excited.
So are you more excited by this, Dave? Or
I'm
is
much
Jimmy?
More excited
this
by this
obviously.
Program on
Monday, Dave.
What day is it?
Monday. It's on Monday. Bank holiday Monday.
I'll be up. What time is it?
The sense of responsibility that myself and Dave feel, I think, for picking these songs. Obviously, we both realise if we get it wrong,
that's our radio career. As I just said earlier at the very beginning, I could pick a different 10 next Friday. It's just the way it is.
What else have you got? You've got your pen and paper
there.
Try some other names.
There's Divine Comedy. There's The Blades. There's David Kitt. There's even a whatever. Roller Skates.
I'm not your target audience.
Simple Kid is there. I've got Van Murray. There, I've got David Holmes there, I've got Stiff Little Fingers there, I've got, I don't know, there's loads.
He gets some of them in, like, you know, obviously there's roughly 10 each.
The Frank and Walters.
I mean, the question then, like, is Hosey going to make the list? I mean, he's here a wet week, but I mean, obviously it's probably the most hyped Irish song ever, in the age of hype.
Or Ab, didn't he get to number one this week?
How about that Petrol Emotion? The lead singer is from Seattle, but the band is Irish. That's good.
That'll do. Snow Patrol's similar. They've got Irish members and they've got Scottish members, so we can play the granny rule there and the funny thing, I know
something about Snow Patrol. I have a favourite song by Snow Patrol. It's yours as well. So
yeah.
I think so.
It's called Set the Fire
to the Third Bar with Martha Wainwright. Brilliant.
Oh, great. Okay, so this is...
We might just end up loving each other.
This could be a beautiful thing. Sultans of Ping,
I
think that, like, there is just a lot of room for maybe disagreement, but there'll be a lot of areas that we agree on. Actually, just on set,
it's all right for you to say things can only get better. You haven't lost your brand new sweater. One of the great couplets in any Irish song.
Just on Set the Fire to the Third Bar. I only found out recently what that song is about. You know what's about? The Super Sir.
Well, it must be about one of those.
I would have guessed that by just the title.
Houses in like
I thought it was all mystery.
minds. And the Egypt would only put one bar on. So here's the extra money. Put the other bar on.
Well, there were two. There were two heaters. There was the one that sat down on the ground like this box here, and you had three bars like dead that. Trump. One, two, three, and then you had the superstar, which was
exactly.
Five,
and I'd be going right
hours.
Back.
Clunk.
Exactly. Clunk. And I'd be going boom, 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 boom. So blue. Boom, 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 boom. So blue.
It's on between shoe and four. Is are you live on Monday? By the way.
Oh yeah.
You're fully live.
Yeah.
So, but it's not democratic. People are not. Their voices will not be listened to. It's just you guys telling us what we have to hear.
People make that mistake all the time, saying, you know, why don't you play songs that people like? Look, what's the name of the program? The Public's program. It's Dave Fanning. Get lost. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. So on Monday, it's the Paddy and Dave show.
Thank you very much.
Have to listen.
Just on the you get a chance as well for there will be other songs played on 2FM. It is Irish Day. So if you want to, there is Hot Press and 2FM are doing a thing for a bye. If you want to vote
Paddy
for songs,
Paddy knows all this stuff.
You know, that's good for
he's
songs.
Yeah, he's the diplomat.
Or if you want to basically choose your favorite Irish song of all time, you can log on to 2FM or Hot Press.
Can
and
I do
you
that?
Can choose your song. Dave can do it.
Yeah.
You can pick your My Bloody Valentine song, and you can do that. And so if you want to hear a certain song, it will the whole day will be dedicated to Irish music. So you can, even if you don't hear it during 2 to 4 and you're going, those pair of prats have just played all their own music and shuffled their iPod or whatever else.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I'll be listening. I'll be listening as I'm driving around the country enjoying my day off. Lads, thank you very much indeed. Dave Fanning and Paddy McGuinness. Dave, we'll be listening into you obviously tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Absolutely.
Paddy,
fantastic.
2 to 5, Saturday, Sunday as well.
As always.
On the roadcast.
In fact, I'm talking to somebody tomorrow morning. He's probably talking to you the late tonight, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, we have to see whether or not Bono on the Edge will turn up tonight. Flights permitting.
No, stop those two. I was thinking of somebody else.
Oh,
Chris.
No, he's not.
Oh, sorry.
Tonight.
Oh, Chris O'Dowd.
No, we have Kevin Bridges on tonight.
All right, yeah. Cheaper. Yeah. Selling out. Oh,
he's brilliant.
Sorry, three
funny
arenas.
Funny guy.
My missus fancies him as well. I'm not happy about that.
Is she?
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
I said something last
week.
I'm not number one great on stand-up comedies. I don't get... I like bands, I like music, I like football, etc.
Yes.
I go and see some, like I saw Billy Connolly, I saw Michael McIntyre, one of the O2 things recently.
And not unmoved.
I'm not so much unmoved, but then like when somebody walked the loo in the O2 and tripped up, I fell around laughing. I don't quite get...
Forced fun. You don't get the paradigm of comedy.
Go on, tell a joke.
You like a kind of slapstick then, maybe, a bit of Buster Keaton or something like that.
The greatest TV programme I've ever seen is The Office.
Harold Lloyd.
But that's not necessarily... I just don't necessarily get...
You'd enjoy Tommy Tiernan's new show. He's completely unscripted.
I saw a bit of that in telly. That was really... That was over the edge. Fantastic. Some of it,
I was talking to a friend of mine. We were having a few of us were having a pint. And we were saying, "Well, let's talk about. We need to talk about Tommy." And we had a great chat about it because we would be admirers of his, and I would be. And we were saying somebody. I said I brought the point up that somebody was saying that Tommy Tiernan doing what he did on stage was like jazz comedy, right? And a friend of mine made a very good point. She goes, no, that wasn't jazz comedy. That was punk comedy.
Yeah.
Like it was.
I totally agree.
The chart.
Yeah.
And
he's a deranged genius.
But
two ways about it.
And you were
I
watching it, going,
show.
"What's going on here?" And then you couldn't stop watching it.
I know.
Who else would give that much of themselves and bare their soul? That's art.
It's
if you want to say art.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do it.
Make art. Remember Glenn Hansard at the Oscars. Make art.
Make art.
All
make
right,
art.
Lads. I'll be listening in 2 to 4 on Monday. All Ireland.
All
Irish
to play
music
for.
On 2FM.
All to play for.
There they go. Fanning and McKenna.
Fanning's taking this very seriously.